We've been married, we've lived together 52 years, January 9 on this.
That's wonderful. This past January.
Right.
52 years.
And we've had a good life, we've had a hard life, we've worked hard.
Well, you know, sometimes it makes you appreciate what you've got a lot more, it makes you enjoy what you've got a lot more.
And our children grew up under pretty hard circumstances, but I believe they're better for it.
Yeah, I do too. I feel the same way.
They're doing well now, all of them. But they know what hard work is, and they know what it means to be deprived of things.
Well, it doesn't hurt anybody to know what hard work is.
I think that's the making of a person.
I do too. What about, you talking about grinding your corn in the mill a minute ago. What kind of, all the different kinds of bread you could make from that meal?
From just brown meal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can make cornbread, and you can make, we used to make what we call crackling bread, you know, take crackling.
Yeah, that's good, stuff. I used to get sick eating those cracklings at hog killing.
I used to eat it. I can't eat stuff like that now, but I used to enjoy it. Shortening bread or just whatever it is.
Those cracklings are just pure grease, you know. And I used to eat and get sick on those things. What about, what kind of bread could you make from flour?
Well, we call it biscuit bread, or you can make light bread. We used to call it light bread, loaf bread.
Okay. What are the things that you, about this big round, you fry and pour syrup over them and eat them in the morning sometimes?
We call that fritters.
Okay. And an egg has two parts. What are the two parts of an egg?
The yolk and the yolk.
Okay.
The yolk and the white.
Okay.
The yolk is the yolk.
Yeah, right. And what is it that they used to put in, or still do, I guess, put in bread to make it rise? Sometimes they use yeast. Okay. And have you ever eaten any poached eggs or poached eggs?
Yeah, I have.
Do you like them?
No, sir, I don't. I have. There's been times on account of health for you.
Yeah. That seems like, well, I guess most people that have eaten them when they were sick and had them at the hospital or something. Back when people used to cut their own bacon, what did they call it? Just a middling? Where does that come from? It's the middle section, is that why they call it that?
Well, you kill a herd, you rip it down the back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bison. You've got two halves.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you take the ham bone off, and then you take the front, the shoulder off.
Yeah.
And then you pull your ribs out.
Mm-hmm.
And that side of meat there is the middle.
Yeah, okay. What about the kind of pork that when you kill hog and you grind it up and put spices with it?
Call it sausage.
Yeah. Did you butcher your own hogs?
We did up till this year. We quit, but I know what it means. We kill lots of them.
Used to have to get those old things up, kind of dip him down in that barrel of water.
That's where he not quit. That's where it couldn't get help to do that at home. And by the time we kept the cost of the hog, and then the processing, together with the fact we couldn't use the lard, we began sowing down our land, and we got all the land.